Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning for the week of September 29th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me again for another week and another great guest. Today we have over phone via Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Charlie Perry. How are you doing, Miss Charlie?
I'm doing great. It's awesome to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It is my honor. So I'm ready. I'm sitting back. As they say, you sit back, get the popcorn, and enjoy the show. I'm ready. I'm ready to see what God has brought to the table today. Because I'm just in amazement of what he's doing with this show. I'm amazed at the guest he brings to this show, because I know each and every week it's not what I set up. It's not what the individual set up with me. I truly believe it is called by the Lord. So, Miss Charlie, you are here today for a purpose. You're here for a reason.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. It really is an honor to get to be on here, and I'm excited to continue this conversation. That's awesome.
Well, let's just get it going, because I want to know, the listeners want to know, who is Miss Charlie Perry?
Well, I don't really know where to start, except for, let's see, I was born and raised a little bit south of Nashville, Tennessee, and I've grown up in a family of seven. I've grown up around the music industry. My dad was very involved in it, and one of my older brothers ended up going into music as well. And I really didn't want anything to do with music, if I'm being honest. I was like, that's really cool. I loved singing, but I just didn't want to get into the industry business parts of things. And then I would say in high school, when my relationship with the Lord started to grow and started to become really real to me, the Lord started to highlight this gift of singing back into my life and writing songs. And it started to make more sense to me that, oh my goodness, I can do this for something that actually matters and not just, you know, just to sing. And so I started dabbling in that and just writing and singing things on my heart. And it's kind of led me to where I am now. And the Lord has just opened up some random doors. And it's been by the grace of God that I'm here. And now I actually, a couple months ago, just got married. And that's another fun fact. My name used to be Charlie Bethard, but it's Charlie Perry now. So that is a new thing. And I'm just super thankful for where God has led me and brought me, and thankful for his grace.
Well, congratulations on the marriage.
Thank you.
And see, now you give me something to talk about in the second segment coming up. I told you, awesome. I love it, because I love kind of just doing impromptu sometimes and just letting it go. And I can already tell, just from the start of this interview, man, one of seven, that's a big family.
Yes. That's also including my parents. So seven,
well, still
total.
Five, yes. You know, I had four kids, and and I called that a zoo at our house. It was a zoo. If we added one more, I don't know what it would be. Pandemonium. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Well, my little sister, I was the fourth, and my little sister was a surprise. She came 10 years later. So,
okay.
My parents were at four, and then the Lord gave us one more in our family. And I'm so thankful. She's my, well, don't tell my brothers, but she's my favorite.
Okay. We won't let them know that this goes out on a podcast. Okay. We'll keep it on the down low. Well, all right. When we come back, we're going to get the shovel out, and we're going to dig a little bit deeper into Miss Charlie Perry and see what we bring out. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Charlie Perry right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Joining me again this week from Nashville, Tennessee, Miss Charlie Perry. Miss Charlie, thank you for opening us up to your life a little bit and, you know, sharing some things in the first segment. And then we talked about, laughed about it in between, you know, one of five children. So I know that was a lot of fun. But what I loved what you shared in the end is you're basically a newlywed. And I think that's awesome. Because there's nothing more powerful than a husband and wife that love the Lord. Their marriage is based around the Lord, because that's a powerful force. So how did you, I'm not going to say how did you meet your husband, because that's a misstatement. how did the Lord guide your husband to you, or how did the Lord guide you to your husband?
Well, it's pretty crazy, actually. I could go on and on about it, but to sum it up, he was actually working with my brother a couple years ago, and he was pretty close to my brother, and I was dating around, and I talked to my brother, and I was like, oh, dating is so frustrating, and blah, 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 and so hard to find somebody and whatever. And my brother was like, oh, there's this guy I know and he's awesome, I could set you up with him. And at the time I was like, I don't know, we'll see. And then brushed it off. Like a few months later, it was kind of funny. My brother put a picture on Instagram with him, and I was like, oh, is that the guy you were talking about? And I was like, he's actually really cute. And so I told my brother, I was like, if you want to tell him I'm single, like, go for it. So my brother would say I begged him to say something after that, but I don't think I was that crazy, but I was like, yeah, like, just tell him open if he ever wants to reach out, but whatever. And anyways, my brother ended up doing that, and he reached out. And the crazy thing is, we weren't living in the same state at the time, and so both of our lives were just crazy with our work schedules. And he was traveling in different places in the country, so he didn't really, the odds of us meeting face to face were very slim, and it actually working out was very slim. I never thought I would ever date someone in a different state, and it was crazy. He ended up buying a car from my brother like weeks later, and then he ended up coming down. I met him, and then another time I was driving through Birmingham one weekend that he ended up being there, so we got to see each other then, and it was very last minute. It was like all these random divine moments that I feel like God was just setting up for us to keep meeting each other and everything, and we just couldn't not pay attention to those things. And the more we kept talking, we just grew fond of each other and in love, and here we are married now. So it's pretty crazy.
And he really must like you, because I guess he's not from Nashville, and he moved to Nashville.
Yes, he did. I mean, I guess you could say that, but it's funny. At the beginning of our relationship, he was always like, I'm not moving to Tennessee and all these things. And then the more he spent time here, I think it's grown on him a good bit, obviously. But yes, that I guess you could say that's true.
Yeah, I was going to say it has to be a true statement, because I can see why, though, because I can see how God has just, man, he's had his hand on you. He has blessed you. And what a cool guy to give up, because I know he had to sacrifice to be there with you. So I mean, I really respect him, and I can, like I said, I can see why. So, that's a pretty neat little story.
Definitely. Yeah. He's pretty amazing. He sacrificed a lot, and I'm just super thankful for him.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to still stay sticky in your life and find out whatever else we can about you, because what a cool story. I mean, this is like sitting back watching Forrest Gump on the bench. We're getting fed some good information. So when we come back, we'll see what else we can come up with.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back with Miss Charlie Perry right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Joining me this week is Miss Charlie Perry. Charlie is from the big town, the popular town on this show, Nashville, Tennessee. Charlie, I hope you've enjoyed being a guest on the show, and we learned about you. We kind of learned about how you and your husband met, which I thought was a pretty neat story, and I have a feeling there's a lot more to it. But you're on the show because I found you as a Christian music singer, and I thought that was amazing. I love Christian music. Christian music protected me in my life growing up, in my testimony. And I love people that are bold enough to stand for the Lord and use the gift that God has given them to share it. When did you know that singing for the Lord was it for you?
Man, for me, it was really a series of just the Lord unfolding things in my heart, and unfolding the fear that, the layers of fear that were just on my heart, I feel like, that started around high school, I would say, the stirring inside of me of like, man, I really want to sing again. And it makes more sense to me now that I have this relationship with Jesus, and I can see like why people would want to sing to him and for him. And so, it started around then, but it really took me into 2019. I remember sharing one song on like a YouTube channel and sharing it on like Facebook or something. And I remember that feeling so scary and uncomfortable for me, but I just felt like God was starting to, you know, like I said, take down some of my fear of just like, hey, I really want you to do this, and showing me more of what it's for and it's not about me and all of that. But then really what happened was, my brother passed away unexpectedly at the end of 2019. And that was when my whole world turned upside down, and it was like, okay, nothing else matters except the things of God. And I want everything in my life to be for him. And that was something that I knew I was pushing on the wayside for a very long time. And so really it was at that point that I was like, all right, I need to do this wholeheartedly and not back away from it, even if I'm scared, because there might be souls out there that may need to hear a song that I write or sing. And I know that God is able to do it without me, obviously, but that was just what he put on my heart, and it really just kind of set me on fire. Like I need to do this, and it's just not about me. It's about the people out there. It's also about the fact that God is deserving of our worship, no matter how we feel or how scared we are to express it, I guess. And yeah, I guess that's like the gist of it. But really, I think it's, that's where it started, and it's grown in many ways since then.
Well, I love it because, you know, first, I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your brother.
Thank you.
But I'm also joyous to know that you didn't sit here and tell us that you blamed God, that instead mm-hmm. you praised God. And we're all going to be together one day anyway. And in those gates, when we go through those gates, everybody says, am I going to know this person or that person? People say, yeah, you'll know, you know, but I don't think it really matters, because we'll be in the presence of the Lord. And your brother is in the presence of the Lord, and he just got a great head start. That's all.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, he is in the place that we all want to be. And just God bless you. I just want to say that you are, you kind of took that and you said, okay, Lord, it's all you now. And, yeah. I have a feeling, I listened to, like I told you before the interview, while we were trying to get connected and everything, I listened to your song, Hallelujah Anyway. And that kind of goes in with the theme, what we just got through talking about, that no matter what, hallelujah, God, you know, how just thank you for that song. Cause that's going to be in my one of my playlists now. So, that's pretty yeah. cool that no matter what happens, no matter how good it is, how bad it is, hallelujah anyway.
Totally. I completely agree. That's definitely the heart behind everything of that song, really, and a lot of what I do. So I'm glad that's what you're hearing.
Well, all right. When we come back, can we play one of your songs on the show?
Absolutely.
All right. What song would we be playing?
I mean, I guess we should play Hallelujah Anyway.
I love it, because I have some reason, something made me pick that song. Okay, and I'm a music buff, and I can hear a song, and I'm not mean when I say this, but I can hear a song and say yes or no really quick. This song right here is a yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's filled with the Spirit. But I'm not going to talk about it, because it is your song. And when we come back, you're going to intro that song.
Awesome.
We'll be right back with Miss Charlie Perry on Mix Sunday Morning.
Hey, y'all. My name is Charlie Perry, and this is my song, Hallelujah Anyway, that I wrote about praising God through all the ups and downs in life. And I hope that it encourages you.
I've got wounds, they're slow to heal. Some feelings I don't wanna feel. Got memories that I can't change. Lost someone that I can't replace. Even in the valley, I know you still. So come find Hallelujah, hallelujah in the pain. Hallelujah, hallelujah when I don't know what else to say. So come fire, come flood, come troubled waters, Jesus, come what may. Hallelujah anyway.
That's Charlie Perry, Hallelujah Anyway, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry, the Dad University Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
Did you know that almost every social ill in America can be drawn back to the absence of fathers in the home? Yes, fathers are so essential to families and to their children. You know, there's a lot of fathering going on, but there's not very many dads. You know, we talk about dad as daily active devotion. We need men to heed the call that are fathers to be the dads that God has called them to be the daily active devoted dads. We're in a crisis and our families need their spiritual leaders. They need their dads.
Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Thank you for listening this week, whether you're on the airways of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or you're listening on the podcast, because if you're listening on the podcast, I think this wonderful guest will bless you whenever it's played. Miss Charlie Perry, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for blessing me and blessing all of us. But before we close this thing out, can I go to the Lord in prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, I thank you again for this wonderful time, Lord. God, I don't know why you choose me, but I see, Lord, that through this, it's all you. And I thank you. I thank you for who you send to this show, Lord. I ask that you continue to bless this show, Lord. And I ask you to bless this special guest, Lord, to bless Charlie. Lord, to be with her in her marriage. God, that you will protect that, Lord, that you will keep Satan away. Put your hedge of protection around it. Send angels to protect it. God, let your Holy Spirit move through her, Lord, as you continue to use her with the gifts you've given her. God, open doors that she cannot see. And God, bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
There you go, Miss Charlie.
Thanks for having me on the show. This is awesome.
No, it has been awesome for me, because you are, and please don't take this the wrong way, you are one of the most down to earth. I'm serious. There's such a peace about you. Guest I've had, and that's the gift of the Lord.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. That's very sweet. Thank you.
Well, how can people, because now they've listened to the interview, how can they connect with you? And like I said, not to follow you, because they will follow you on whatever you tell us how they can follow, but I'm fully confident that when they follow you, you're just going to show them who to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, if you guys want to follow me on social media, or I guess, yes, follow me to follow Christ really. I am, my handle is Charlie Perry, and that's Charlie with a Y. And on YouTube, it's Charlie Perry Music. And you can listen to any of the music on pretty much any music platform, Spotify, Apple Music, are probably the most popular. But yeah, if you want to check it out, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Well, my goodness, with all of that, I guess I'm going to have to get an autograph one day.
I mean,
for us little people that get to look up at superstars like you.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. I need your autograph.
No,
you're
ma'am.
A superstar here, so.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I just, like I said, this is a blessed seat right here, and I have the full honor of being able to serve the Lord and to be able to serve the guest that he puts on this show. So thank you for taking the message, for scheduling this interview. There's been joy all in it. And I just, like I prayed that God will protect you, that he will just keep his hand upon you and bless you in ways that you can't see.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. I really appreciate it. It's been an honor to be on the show.
Well, all right. That is Miss Charlie Perry right here on Mixed Sunday Morning.